Hello students, so now we are starting our chapter unit and measurement module 1. Contents of this module like that: physical quantities and their types, measurement and unit system, types of unit system, advantage of SI unit system, definition of fundamental units, measurement of length, parallax method, some special length units, and measurement of mass and time. Students, as you know that physical quantities are those quantities which can be measured, and those are necessary to describe any physical phenomena. Means in physical quantities we describe any physical phenomena clearly. There are two types of physical quantities: fundamental physical quantities, those quantities which are independent and do not depend on other quantities are called as fundamental quantities. Mass, length and time are called fundamental quantities. Derived physical quantities are those physical quantities which can be expressed in terms of fundamental physical quantities like area, volume, force, work, pressure and many more quantities. Students, for detailed list of derived physical quantity, you can refer to the appendix A 6.1, A 6.2 and A 6.3 of your NCERT textbook part 1, where you will get many derived physical quantities with their units, and you can understand how the derived physical quantity depend on the fundamental quantities. Measurement and unit system. Measurement: it is the process in which any physical quantity is compared with internationally accepted value, and this internationally accepted value, that is also standard value for any physical quantity, that is called unit of that quantity. Fundamental units: unit of fundamental quantities are called as fundamental units. These are also called as base units. Derived units: the units of all other physical quantities which can be expressed as combinations of the base quantities. Such units obtained for derived quantities are called as derived unit. There are some examples. Suppose we talk about speed. Speed is distance upon time, so its unit will be meter per second. That will be a derived unit. And like that, meter per second square for acceleration, kilogram meter per second square for force, that is also called as Newton, kilogram meter square per second square for energy, that is also called as joule. Student, for detailed list of derived physical quantities, again you can refer the appendix A 6.1, 6.2 and 6.3 of NCERT textbook part 1. Now, types of unit system. The base unit for length, mass and time in these systems are as follows. In CGS system, there are centimeter for length, gram for mass and second for time. In FPS system, there are foot for length, pound for mass and second for time. In MKS system, there are meter for length, kilogram for mass and second for time. MKS unit of force is Newton and CGS unit of force is dyne. MKS unit of work or energy is joule and CGS unit is erg. Some important physical quantities unit conversion you can learn, like 1 foot is equals to 30.48 centimeter, which can be roughly said 30.5 centimeter. 1 hour is equals to 3600 seconds. 1 pound mass is equals to 454 gram. 1 newton is equals to 10 raised to power 5 dyne. 1 joule is equals to 10 raised to power 7 erg. 9.8 meter per second square acceleration due to gravity is 980 centimeter per second square. Now, SI unit system, very important. Internationally accepted system of unit is System Internationale de units, French for the International System of Units or SI. It was developed and recommended by General Conference on Weight and Measure in 1971. SI lists 7 base units as in the table below, along with there are 2 units radian and steradian, radian for plane angle and steradian for solid angle. Both the angles are dimensionless. SI unit of length is meter with symbol m, small m. SI unit of mass is kilogram with symbol kg. SI unit of time is second with symbol s. SI unit of current is ampere with symbol a or sometime I. SI unit of temperature is Kelvin with symbol K. SI unit of luminous intensity is candela with symbol CD. And SI unit of amount of substance is mole with symbol MOL. Advantage of SI unit system. SI is a coherent system of units, means system based on a certain set of fundamental units from which all derived units are obtained by multiplication or division without introducing numerical factors. Second, SI is a rational system of units as it assigns only one unit to be particular physical quantity. For example, joule is the unit for all types of energy. This is not so in other unit system. SI is an absolute system of unit. There are no gravitational unit on the system. This use factor G is thus eliminated. SI is a metric system. The multiplies and sum multiplies of units are expressed as the power of 10. Now, definition of some 7 fundamental units we are given, but students, as per your curriculum, these definitions are only for knowledge upgradation, not for the examination purpose. 1 meter. The meter is the length of path travelled by light in vacuum during the time interval of 1/299792458 of a second. 1 kilogram. The kilogram is the unit of mass. It is equal to the mass of international prototype of kilogram, the international prototype of the kilogram, an artifact made of platinum iridium that is kept at the BIPM under the conditions specified by the first CGPM in 1889 when it sanctioned the prototype and declared. 1 second. The second is the duration of 9192631770 periods of radiation corresponding to the transition between 2 hyperfine levels of the ground state of the cesium-133 atom. 1 ampere current. The ampere is that constant current which, if maintained in 2 straight parallel conductors of infinite length of negligible cross-section area and placed 1 meter apart in vacuum, they would produce between these conductors a force of 2×10⁻⁷ Newton per meter length or per unit length. 1 Kelvin temperature. Unit of thermodynamic temperature is the fraction of 1/273.6 of the thermodynamic temperature of the triple point of water. Students, triple point of water is a point where all the 3 states of water, solid, liquid and vapor coexist. 1 candela. The candela is the luminous intensity in a given direction of a source that emits monochromatic radiation of frequency 540×10⁻½ Hz and that has a radiation intensity in that direction of 1/683 watt per steradian. 1 mole. The mole is the amount of substance as there are atoms in 0.012 kg of carbon-12, its symbol is mole. 1 radian and 1 steradian. Students, radian is the angle in plane. It is the angle sustained by 1 meter arc at the center of the circle whose radius is 1 meter. In the same way, in the three-dimensional view, we say it is steradian. It is defined in a solid three-dimensional object. 1 steradian is written here, d ohm is dA upon r square. Means if small area element at the surface of three-dimensional object is 1 meter square and radius of that sphere is also 1 meter, then the angle sustained at the center of that sphere by the element of 1 meter square area will be 1 steradian. Both the quantities radian and steradians are dimensionless. Measuring the length. Measuring the large distances, parallax method. Parallax is a displacement or difference in the apparent position of an object viewed along two different lines of sight, and it is measured by the angle or semi-angle of inclination between those two lines. Distance between the two viewpoint is called as base B. Now, measuring the distance of planet using parallax method. Here, S is the position of planet, D is the distance from the two viewpoints or observations, theta is parallax angle. Then for far away planet we can say beta upon capital D less than 1. Hence the AB can be taken as arc of length B and capital D is the radius which S as a center. So small b is equal to D theta or D equals to B by theta. And alpha is equal to small d upon capital D. Here alpha is the angular size of planet, that means angle sustained by at earth, and d is the diameter of the planet. Alpha is the angle between the direction of the telescope when two diametrically opposite points of the planets are viewed. Measuring very small distances. To measure very small distances as low as size of molecule, electron microscopes are used. These contain electron beams controlled by electric and magnetic fields. Electron microscopes have resolution of 0.6 angstrom. Electron microscopes are able to resolve atoms and molecules while using tunneling microscopy. It is possible to estimate size of molecule. Then students, for your purpose, some special length units are also given. I advise you to learn these values at least. 1 Fermi is the length 10 raised to power minus 15 meter. 1 angstrom 10 raised to power minus 10 meter. 1 astronomical unit, that is the average distance of sun from earth, that is 1.49 into 10 raised to power 11 meter. 1 light year, that is the distance traveled by light in 1 year with velocity 3 into 10 raised to power 8 meter per second. And 1 light year is equals to 9.46 into 10 raised to power 11 meter. Parsec is the distance at which average radius orbit sustained an angle of 1 arc second. And 1 parsec is equals to 3.08 into 10 raised to power 16 meter. So student, these are the important units. However, in your NCERT, there are many other units and many other length are also given. You can refer there. Measurement of mass. Mass is usually measured in terms of kilogram, but for atoms and molecules, unified atomic mass unit U is used. It is also called as AMU. 1 U equals to 1 upon 12 of the mass of atom of carbon 12 isotope, including mass of electrons, 1.66 into 10 raised to power minus 27 kg. Apart from using balances for normal weights, mass of planet is measured using gravitational methods, and mass of atomic particles are measured using mass spectrograph. Radius of trajectory is proportional to mass of charged particle moving in uniform electric and magnetic field in this spectrograph. Measurement of time. Time is measured using a clock. As the standard atomic standard of time is now used, which is measured by cesium or atomic clock. In cesium clock, a second is equal to 9192631770 vibrations of the radiation from the transition between two hyperfine levels of cesium worth 33 atoms. Cesium clock works on the vibration of cesium atom, which is similar to vibration of balance wheel in a regular wristwatch and quartz crystal in a quartz wristwatch. National standard time and frequency is maintained by four atomic clocks. Indian standard time is maintained by cesium clock at National Physical Laboratory NPL, New Delhi. Cesium clocks are very accurate and the uncertainty is very less. One part in 1013, which means not more than 3 microseconds are lost or gained in a year. Students, for details about the measurement, you can refer to the table number 2.4 and 2.5 for NCERT part 1, chapter 2, for the various ranges of mass and time. So, students, this is the end of module number 1. Thank you very much.